Well, Colin, you're almost there. It seems like an endless journey, really, hasn't it? But what a fruitful journey. And, you know, the two girls are saying maybe the Leinster final was a kick in the arse that you kind of needed, just to remind you that you're not going to steamroll teams every day you go out.
Yeah, the Leinster final was definitely a bit of an eye-opener, but, you know, and it wasn't maybe our best performance, but in some ways, like, at half-time, it could have been out of sight. Like, there was some good patches in it as well, but we need that little bit of a fright, you know. It's the build-up maybe wasn't great to it either, but after Christmas, I think we only had 3 weeks back going together or whatever it was, but, you know, certainly it wasn't our most polished performance. We were a little bit ring-rusty, but, you know, as I always say, finals are for winning, and we won it at the end of the day, but it did give us that little bit of a kick-start again, you know.
You know the Sarsfields now are going to, you know, that will have learned from last year, the youngish team. He got a great start in the semi-final against Schlochneil, and then in the final. So it's very hard to prevent that, though, when you get a good start. But there will be a different opposition, won't there?
There will be different.
You would feel there would anyway, yeah, Colin.
You would, and we emphasise, or we try to emphasise every day, I suppose. Every team does a fast start, you know, but we always emphasise, if it doesn't happen, it's a 60-minute game and you have to grind it out too till a bit to the end. They're going to bring a massive challenge this time. As I would have said before, they're a very hurt team. You know, they're no more motivated. Both of us are equally motivated. You know, we want to win it as much as we did last December. They're the same. But, you know, when you are coming in as a losing finalist, you maybe have they're trying to look for a little bit of an edge from that anger and stuff like that. But they'll be looking at where we got the scores last day, the Unas and all these ones. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm sure they're going to be trying to block up the middle third strikes off the ball from going in there as well.
Yeah, and that means if the double mark Una or double mark Ursula, that means you somebody else free.
Yeah, that's the way it has worked. That's worked a couple of occasions. I remember it was one day, I think it was up in Jules there, it was on the back of Una getting the 3 goals in the county final, and I'm not sure if she scored at all in that game against St. Jude's, but Shelley stood up and Louise stood up and Ursula stood up. So that's what we'd like to think. You know, we're not a 2 or 3 man team, and we've plenty of players all over the field. So if they want to, you know, if they tie up Una, you'd be hoping Ursula will come up trumps, or vice versa, or Shelley will come up trumps. So I think we have runners and scorers all over the field. So, you know, we'd be looking at them, and a couple of their players would concern us as well. But, you know, they'll be the same with us, you know, if they can block up on whatever. Most times they'd have someone else to stand up as well at the same time.
It's obviously a big help, Colin, that you have a settled team. You know, you don't, when you're sitting down, all of you, you don't really have to worry about selection much.
Yeah, well, look, this is our...
That's a credit to the girls, of course.
That's a big credit, but, you know, but it wasn't a shut shop either, though. You know, we had that break there, that's the 3 week break, but our second morning back, we had a game here against the Wexford Intermediates, and Leanne Nolan, out of nowhere, stood up well. And I started every day since, you know, the Leinster final and the last day. So it hasn't been a shut shop. Yes, 13, 14, probably the same players starting, but we were open to changes. And to be fair, there is a few girls, and even we were commenting on Tuesday when we trained, there's a few of them actually really looking good if they are going to be needed, you know.
Now tell us about your backroom team, Colin, because it's quite shifty. How do you handle all the boys?
There's a good few in it. It's gasoline because I started out in 2018 with the two Kevins, Kevin Doyle and Kevin Kennedy, and they're still here with me. And the second after losing that, I bought in Ray Harris as a physical trainer, and he's still here, so he bought that element. When we lost again, I said, Ray, I'll do a rock another angle, and I bought in Rory Jacobs. So we all have, look at the important thing, look, there's 5 guys, I suppose, on the active side of them, on the picking the team and the training, but you have Sharon Keogh, Bridget, Eamon Moran there as well, Paddy Roach. But regards to the 5 of us on the team, we all know our roles and our jobs. I'm managing a little bit of coaching and training. Ray's a physical trainer, Rory's the coach, so, and the lads are there to help out and pick teams and stuff like that as well. So, you know, I see a lot of these, especially in the county, you know, you see these big backroom teams, and I do often wonder, does actually know, have they got the right job? You know what I mean? Because there's no point in being there for sake if you have to know your role as well, you know.
Yeah, I think they do at this stage. But the fitness levels, Colin, I suggested it's Ursula and Stacey when I was talking to them earlier, they're definitely a higher fitness level now than ever before.
I think, yeah.
It's needed now, isn't it, in every sport?
It is. It's definitely needed now. You know, back, you know, years ago, you know, you'd get away with it maybe, but nowadays you don't. It's, the game's gone so fast. And I think, especially Camogie, I think it's after coming up an awful lot in the last 10 or 15 years. They're great games to watch, like, but it's mainly, like, as I always say, Liam, you can come training 3 nights a week. You know, that's never enough. You have to get out and do that night on your own, if you know what I mean, or extra night, whatever your case may be. And that's, they're doing the extra work off the field as well, even inside the gym there. We haven't given them gym programs in a while. In fact, gyms are closed, but, you know, now they are back open, you see a good few men there. So they're taking it on board themselves and the diet and all that kind of stuff. But I suppose they've a good carrot in front of the last 3 months, that every game we've played is a big game to get yourself right for it, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Any concern yourself, the back of your head, you know, when you, at night when you're away on your own, thinking, you know, will Sarsfields do this, or, you know, they'll be different, and do we need to do anything different and in the final? And I suppose I always say that it's only another game. You don't need to do anything different. Just go out and play the way you can play.
But that's it. We're always look. We obviously we look at opposition. Definitely, we look at a little bit of opposition, but we don't elaborate on it too much. We focus on the performance from ourselves, and you know, if we give the performance, you know, it'll take a good team to stop us. I believe, you know what I mean. But the Saracens are a very good team. You know, as I say, the
you know Hopper very well.
Yeah, I know Hopper well. We worked together last year trying to get last year's play. But you know, there's no point. I'd imagine they might try something different. But there's no point in us trying to second guess what they're going to do. You know, it's the second time in 3 months. We have varied either players. We'll be alert on the line at maybe to start. If we have to make a change or two, or put someone on the man mark, whatever, we'll do that. But I'd say they might be coming something a little bit different. But we'll just have to kind of correct that.
Yeah, thanks for your time, Colin. The very best of luck on Sunday.
Thanks very much, Liam. Thank you. Thank you.